Peter Baker, joining me in the studio for a live session. Peter, a singer-songwriter, producer, whose new album, Time for Tiffin, is due for release in October as well. Welcome, Peter. How
Hello.
Are you?
Hello, thank you for having me.
Now, listen, I'm going to have a little chat with you a little bit later, but I just want to get you to play a song straight away. Do you want to tell us a little bit about it, if that's all right?
Yeah, the first one I'm going to play is called Not So Good For You, as in putting myself down. I'm not good enough for my current girlfriend. I'll say current, it sounds like I'm going to have another one soon.
I was going to say you're giving too much away there, Peter. That's another conversation off air, surely.
Heck, it could be my ex-girlfriend now. Yeah.
Yeah. You'll have to give her a shout in a minute.
This is for her, yeah.
Sounded brilliant here.
Oh, yeah, it's good.
So listen, Pete, you're a localish boy, aren't you? Dagenham boy, aren't you?
Yeah, I've Barking, Dagenham, Raynham, those three, never escaped those. I believe there's a thing called West London. I don't know where that is.
Is there somewhere? I don't know. I'm not too sure. I think there's a couple of decent-ish venues, some I've heard. Yeah. So, Pete, listen, you actually had a gig, didn't you, last night? Was it last night or the day before?
Yes, Saturday night at the Spice of Life in Soho.
How did that go? All right.
Good and bad. Oh. It was a bit nerve-wracking because we got there and... there's no sound engineer turned up and all the bands are waiting.
No.
So it's like, are we going to play? Are we not going to play? Are we getting 5 minutes each? They got someone last minute, must cost them a fortune, and we all played. I didn't go until late and people stayed, so I was happy with that.
Oh, lovely. Yeah. But it makes you more anxious, doesn't it, when you're waiting?
Yeah.
Because you prepare yourself, don't you?
I've played there twice. The first time I played there, the bass player we had at the time couldn't get in. And he was late, and buses and cabs, and it's like plane, trains, and automobiles. It's just been crazy. And he got in the last minute just to go on stage. So I've never had a relaxing gig there yet.
Because you don't just play solo, you do play with the band as well.
Yeah, I'm playing with two great people. One's a young lady called Kaney. She's playing drums for me, but she's one of those annoying people who are just amazing at everything.
And multi-instrumentalist.
She's like, oh, yeah, I'll just play drums brilliantly for you then if you want. So she's the drummer, and the bass player is actually my youngest son.
Oh, wow, really? Yeah. Lovely.
he's never played bass before. I taught him guitar years ago, and he's picked his bit. I'm saying, picked like a fishing wall, if that makes sense. Is that a saying? I don't know. It is now.
Yeah. Well, it is now. We'll make it work, Peter, I'm sure. Yeah, don't worry about that. Yeah. But that must be brilliant working with your son as well. Yeah, does he do harmonies for you as well?
Not yet. We've kind of only done two gigs together.
Oh, wow. Really new then.
Yeah. So we'll see.
Yeah, it takes a while to gel, doesn't it? No matter who you're playing to be fair, yeah. But listen, I'm going to have some more songs from you as well, Mick, 'cause I've got loads. Because you've got your 2021, there was called the Bitten album, Twin Bitten?
Twice Bitten.
Twice Bitten. I don't want to say Twin Bitten, that's twice. It's Monday, you must excuse me, Peter. Yeah, you've got 9 tracks on there, haven't you?
Yeah, Twice Bitten's the first album. Then I did another album, Songs for Maya.
Yeah.
And this is the third one. I'm doing one a year on my own. It's quite a lot of work just on your own.
It's not easy.
Producing everything. And
keeping up with the social media content and all that. It's hard work for independent artists.
It's a whole new world to me, the social media. It's like hard work, and my thumbs are much bigger than they used to be now.
No, what you mean, opposable thumbs is different, right? Yeah, yeah. But anyway, Pete, listen, I want to have a chat with you and obviously hear you play another song or two. But I asked you for a request and you asked for... It was Declan McKenna.
Oh, thank you.
You've forgotten already. Yeah. Sympathy. We'll be back with Peter in a minute. Right, back here now with Peter Baker, who's been already done a song for us. What was it called again, Peter?
Not So Good For You.
Not So Good, which it was really good for us, to be fair. So happy days. Yeah, so Peter, how long have you been performing as well?
Sort of solo things like this, just a few years.
Yeah.
I was in bands before, so, you know, sort of 2000s and that. So I just played sort of rhythm guitar and just submitted a few little kind of backing tracks of the Singapore stuff too. Nearly done my own things. Then I started doing open mic nights, doing my own songs. I just kept doing more and more, and no one told me to shut up. So you keep doing it. Yeah,
here you are now. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I know how difficult it is to kind of keep the momentum going on social media and things like that as well. So do you get anybody else to help you? I know we touched on it slightly just before.
No, just myself. Yeah.
It's all new.
This year is the first year I've put any effort into it.
Right.
And it's, loads of things are happening. I'm here now, and so people actually come to gigs now and stuff like that. So
it works.
Spotify ratings have come up and all kinds of things like that. Spotify now is at the enemy.
Well, you've done it now, so that's all right.
I've put more effort in and more things have come up, but I might have a break from it soon and just do some writing and do the stuff you enjoy more.
Yeah, and I often ask people as well where singer-songwriters, I should say, find their inspirations. Or do you believe you have, like, a muse? Because I always find it interesting, because I think there's a muse, but...
I think only once have I actually sat down and wrote a song for something I actually thought about and wanted to. And that's one, I might be playing it later. Yeah. It's from when my mum passed away.
Oh.
So that's the real thing of heart I put into a song.
Yeah.
But everything else, I just strum some chords and I just sing the first thing that comes out of my mouth.
Love that.
And I build it from there.
Yeah.
And then I try and make sense of it and shape it into something meaningful.
Yeah, well, it's a muse then. That's what it is. Yeah. Well, Pete, listen, let's have another track from you. What are you going to play now?
This is another song I actually wrote on purpose. I'm lying now. It's actually two songs now. This one is for a friend of mine, Sam, at work, who's leaving to go to Australia. Oh. And I've wrote him a leaving song. It sounds like it's a love song, but it's not from me. It's from a perspective of one of his future girlfriends. Oh, and by the way, it's very new, so I've wrote some lyrics down, so I forgot them the other night at the gig.
Can I just say that Peter actually asked me for a pen when he arrived? I thought, goodness me, he's writing a playlist. We're not going to do about 20 songs. But no, he just had to write this. So this is super new, so yeah. Carry on.
I just wanna sing this song to come brawl. All the hearts he's gonna break, and all the friends he's gonna make come brawl. What am I to do? I'm so alone. so afraid, Gumbro. Came to town to take a look and pulled me with a special hook, Gumbro. What am I to do when I finally lose you? Meat hook, meat man, meat hook, beat man. This east is where he stay, Gumbro. On the beach and in the sea, will he ever think of me, Gumbro? What am I to do when I finally lose you? Meet me, meet hook, beat me, meet hook. Meet hook, meet me, meet hook, beat me.
Yeah. Thank you very much.
I like it. It went really high to really low there. Yeah, nice one, Pete. I like that one. Right, so listen, going to squeeze in another song if that's possible. But just before then, I am going to throw this on you. It's called A Quick Fire Round. Oh, I wish you could see his face now in the studio. Yeah, we'll have a bit of fun. It's basic stuff, right? So you've got any other gigs coming up first, though? That's not a quick fire round.
No, at the moment, nothing planned at the moment.
Nothing planned at the moment.
Yeah, we had this one, Spice of Life, and yeah, just having a bit of break. I've got releasing singles, so I'm going to go a bit social media crazy for a while.
Yeah, we've got the album coming out.
Yeah, and pick up something up a bit later on. Yeah, there's definitely a few more before Christmas.
Yeah, because going live, people don't realise that when you're out there gigging, it takes up a lot of time as well, you know.
Mm. I mean, all the times in the bands before, we like to go and rehearse, you know, week after, playing and rehearsing week after week, and it's quite draining.
Yeah.
So what I'm enjoying with this, now I'm kind of, you know, solo, and I've got some really good friends, and also my son playing me, Craig Baker, by the way. Kind of, they're quite chilled, so a gig will come along, join it, oh yes please, then we do it, and then we kind of do our own thing for a while, and it's so relaxed, and it's much more better to do it that way.
Amazing. Well, listen, quick fire round really quickly, and then we go into many things, right? Quick fire, I always ask, pineapple yes or no on a pizza?
Yes.
Oh, good boy. Pedals, you can only use one, overdrive or distortion?
Overdrive.
Oh, you answered that really quickly. I like that. Instagram or Facebook?
Facebook.
Okay. Gigs. If you could only ever do one more gig that would be a sellout as well, you'd be out with a pin drop there. Would it be the Albert Hall or Wembley Stadium? Oh, it's a tricky one.
Wembley Stadium.
Okay. Okay, I'm liking that. Now, what's your next song?
The next one I'm going to do is dedicated to my mother who died a few years ago. And it's about when you miss someone and you dream and they're back again and you're all confused. Are they alive or are they gone? And you wake up and you start to realise what it was about and you're sad again.
Yeah, I think a lot of people can relate to that one.
It's called I Don't Want to Wake Up.
She came to me just the other night. My breath was weak, I laid along my shirt tight. It was great see her face again, light in her eyes, not an ounce of pain. I don't want to wake up, I don't want to wake up. I don't want to wake up, I don't want to wake. I don't want to wake up, I don't want to wake up. I don't want to wake up again. Sunbeams shine and I let them in. Senses shape up, hit the day again. A teased combination. I'm overjoyed, but I saw your own cremation. I don't want to wake up, I don't want to wake. I don't want to wake up, I don't want to wake. I don't want to wake up, I don't want to wake. I don't want to wake up again.
Nice, Peter. That was lovely. Listen, Peter, thanks so much for performing live here on Phoenix FM Drive for Essex and East London. Listen, where can we find you again, Peter?
Social media on Instagram. I am the Peter Baker. Peter Baker Linktree as well for the YouTube videos. You put Peter Baker, you'll
find me. And streaming sites,
yeah,
yes.
You might get a few golfers and bankers, a few Peter Bakers, but if you put music, you should find me.
Yeah. And Instagram, the_Peter_Baker. See, I know more than Peter. Maybe I should help you out with your social media, Peter. I'm not too sure there. But listen, again, thanks ever so much for coming along. Do you want to give a shout out to anybody again if you forgot?
Thank you to Craig and Kaney for playing me live gigs. It's brought things up and really happy. And my girlfriend Marion for putting up with my rehearsals and disappearing recording the time.
It's a tough one for the family. Listen, Peter, thanks again. Coming up now, we've got Jason Mraz and I'm Yours.